God's word for our consideration this morning, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to live within us and build us up in our walk of life as God's child redeemed in Jesus, is from the epistle lesson. And buried within this epistle lesson, the apostle Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart to be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue to be with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, joy in Christ will overflow on account of me." Joy of Jesus overflowing in each and every one of our hearts. But as we live this life, we live with the ups and downs. We live with the trials and the temptations. And we get discouraged at times. We can probably put ourselves in the life of Charlie Brown. Charlie was around with his group of friends, you know, and you know, sometimes Charlie really got depressed and down, and this day he says, you know, if I was to disappear tomorrow, nobody would miss me. And of course, his antagonist was always there. And, you know, Lucy always was there to kind of put things straight with Charlie Brown. And he says, "No, Charlie." And so he thought, gee, you know, there's this silver lining in this cloud. And then she continued and said, "No, Charlie Brown, you know, if you disappeared today, nobody would miss you." You know, we might feel that way. We might even feel that way in our church family. We might even feel that way when we come and we sing praises to God. And we might even feel down and depressed when we come each Sunday morning. And we come and we think, maybe I shouldn't have come. I'm really down and depressed today. Because I know that there's hills that I have to climb, and there's valleys that I'm going to go down. And there's curves around the road that I don't see, or the potholes that are going to take me down. You know, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. We're here to hear the Lord's word. We're here to be strengthened and encouraged by each and every one of us. And as we think about that life that we live each and every day, we know that there's certain things that are going to go wrong. You know, the teeth are the best. And if we get a broken tooth, or like I did a couple weeks ago, and I'm flossing my teeth, and all of a sudden I pull the floss out, and there comes the crown. You know, you start thinking about this body of ours, and if a tooth becomes cracked or pulled or whatever, we go to the dentist. If a bone is broken, or if we don't feel good, go to the doctor. And if our eyesight is poor and we need help, we go to the eye doctor. What about our spiritual life? What about that faith life? I got a plaque that's on the wall that says, "Life is fragile. Treat it with prayer." You know, this life is fragile. This life, in fact, is so fragile that sometimes we say it'd be far better if I would die and be with Christ. And yet, we're here for a specific reason. We're here together to encourage one another in our faith life. A faith life that some days is really up there strong. And come what may, I'm going to beat it down. And the devil is not going to have anything to do with me. And sometimes that life, it's hitting rock bottom. And we say, God, where are you? Where are you? I need you. I need to be encouraged. I need to be helped. I need that life that you have been given to me. And you see, that's what Paul was saying to the Philippians. I am here. It is far better for me to die to gain Christ and to be with you. But I'm here. And I'm here to help. I'm here to lift you up. The words and the joy that I live with. And you see, he's writing Philippians from jail. And just a few chapters later, he says, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. That's why we're here. We're here to rejoice. We're here to hear God's word of strength. And Paul says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That Christ gives us strength to live this life. God gives us strength and encouragement to face the downtimes. To hear the problems that we're going through. God encourages us. My refuge and strength is the Lord. The Lord comes to us through this apostle Paul to lift us up and to encourage our walk of life. So this few months ago, I went to see my doctor. And he had blood taken from me. You know, every time you got to give the blood to find out the problems. And he says, you're low on B12. This was last December. We're going to start you on those shots. You got to come in, see the nurse. Had to go in 5 straight days. And then we're going to do it weekly for a month. And then we're going to do monthly, and we're going to check up on you. Well, he checked up on me, and he said, your blood is still low. You got to go through the B12 shots once again. And I was feeling pretty low, pretty down. Because guess who's going to give me the shots? Not me. Not me, but Karen. Karen's getting me the shots. She's got it in her calendar. So I'm getting these shots. It's supposed to lift me up. It's supposed to give me joy. It's supposed to give me more energy. I don't know about that. So as I read Paul, I become encouraged. I become more filled with joy because he's telling me that in my life I'm going to have problems, but there is Christ. Christ lived with me. Christ died for me. Christ rose from the dead for me. As Christ did for you in your life, so that we can give joy and encouragement to others. And this is the life that we have. We're here. We're here as redeemed children in Christ to receive that encouragement that God has for us, to receive that so that we may be a fellowship together that reaches out to each other. We don't like to tell problems to people. When we ask each other, how are you doing? We hear, I'm fine. But really in our life, it's turmoil. We're jumping around, we're turning, we're climbing the hill, we're seeing the problems. We're not understanding that if we say something to someone, you know, it might not be the best. To me,
that that is gain, but lives Christ. Christ gave us his strength to help others, to be reaching out to others in a relationship and help one another. You know, it's really hard to understand what God has in store for us. And he uses each and every one of us in our circumstances and our situations with the words that he gives to us. I'm sure that you've heard and read stories about the Titanic and its sinking in 1912. And wondering and hearing stories of rescue. Well, this story was about John Harper. John Harper was a man of God, a believer. And he was having a discussion with another man as they were clinging to these pieces of wood drifting in the ocean. And John Harper was telling this other individual about Jesus and how Jesus strengthens, how Jesus lifts us up, how Jesus died for our sins. We're not given the name of the man because he doesn't want to be named. But later that night, John Harper died. He drowned. But that other individual became a Christian and be able to give and to tell others about Jesus. That's where we are. We're able to give and to tell others about Jesus. Friday night, we were out to dinner at Shady Grove, just north of Ellsworth, Wisconsin. We were there with some friends, and we were sitting at a table, and I was looking at a table of four that were seated right across my sight. It's a small, intimate restaurant. It's great. It's fantastic. Good food, good service, good people. And this one table was seated, and the waitress was starting to bring the appetizer, and she stopped because I was watching her, because moving around the chairs. She stopped, and I looked over. That table had their hands together. They were bowing their head, and they were saying grace before that meal. That gives a witness. And later on, I went up to that table, and I said, thank you. Thank you for the witness of grace before. And they didn't say anything. But that's what God gives us, the ability to witness, to tell others about Jesus. Or to me, is to die is gain. To gain heaven. To gain that everlasting life. But to live is Christ. Christ within us. Christ that reaches out. Christ that died for each and every one of us. Christ that lives in each and every one of us and enables us to live and reach out to others. In Christ's holy name, amen.